Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue in the devotional journal, Watch Your Mouth, Choosing Words Which Honor Christ, we're looking at the topic of choosing truthful words. As we reach the final week, I think it's about 5 days left in this journal, we're looking at a subject that kind of involves every other aspect of how we use our words. Our words not only ought to contain truth, but we ought to pay attention to how we use that truth. You see, so many times we choose our words based on what is going to benefit us. And so our version of the truth, as if there is such a thing, typically has some kind of slant to it. And the problem with that is, if we're not constantly staying aware of that, of keeping that in check, it isn't long before that slant takes over. I believe one of the reasons that we see what we do in the political realm here in the United States is that people haven't paid close attention to truth. And they've come to believe that the end justifies the means. That if I can get to this point, then look at all of the good I can do, and so whatever it takes to get there is worth it. Unfortunately, as a Christian, as a child of God, he doesn't subscribe to that theory. Jesus talks about us himself, but us also being sanctified by truth. That his word is truth. You see, the truth that we speak, the truth that we live, ought to have its foundation in the very word of God. In the instructions that he has given us. See, choosing truthful words pays attention not just to the content of the words, but it pays attention to the intent of the words. I suspect all of us have at one time or another had very truthful words used in a manner with the intention of bringing harm or hurt or distress to us. The truth wasn't being shared in order to build us up or to benefit us in any way. And so as we consider choosing truthful words, it's important that we also spend some time talking about how we use those truthful words. You see, when we share the truth of God's love, it ought to be attractive to people. And when we share the truth of God's judgment, it ought to also be attractive to people. Not the judgment part, but the God part. And so many times we've struggled with how to balance those. And it's easy to see someone living a lifestyle that is not right, that is filled with obvious sin, and to think that we ought to talk to them about God's judgment. And many times throughout the Christian history that I've been a part of in my lifetime, we've shared about God's judgment in a way that is, well, very judgmental. And somehow to seemingly balance that, there's a whole other group that has left out any aspect of judgment. Instead, choosing to simply share about God's love. And the difficulty with that is if it's not shared in truth, it has led and does lead, and you can see it throughout our culture, even our Christian culture. It leads to a very permissive, and that's not really the right word because it's not really strong enough. It has led us to accepting sin as not being a big deal. Well, God's love kind of overlooks that. That's not really what Scripture says, is God's love has washed it away, has given us the power, the ability through His Spirit to be transformed, to be changed. And so speaking truth, choosing truthful words, says, I'm going to do what's best. And my truthful word says that I have to talk about God's judgment in connection with His love. And I have to talk about God's love in connection with His judgment. As we spend time today, are there times where someone has used words which were truthful, and yet by design, by the way they used them, the real intent was to be deceptive? I know it sounds strange. It does to me when I first thought about it and began to think through my mind of circumstances and situations that where that has happened. And typically in those scenarios, it has to do with the context. It has to do with the amount of truth. Both the amount that we're aware of and the amount that we're willing to share. It's fascinating, as a guy that loves numbers, statistics, I understand how they can be used. And throughout this entire COVID-19 pandemic and stuff that's going on with that, it's been interesting to see how numbers, how statistics are being used. And rarely do we present a full picture. And sometimes our excuse is, I just don't have time, I don't have space, I'm just presenting the relevant parts. Well, how do we decide what's relevant? And particularly if it comes down to the point where they're not really our statistics, they're not really our research. We're simply sharing what someone else has determined the statistics mean. Determined what one specific statistic means. So there were times early on where I would look at things people were sharing and I would say, this isn't even pointing out what they think it is. Oh, on the surface it looks like it might, but when you look at the truth of the numbers, it doesn't add up. And most of the times the people that I were what was seeing it from were not intentionally being deceptive, but they had been deceived. And that's the way it is with choosing truthful words. It's not that we can choose what truth we want to share, it's we choose words which represent God's truth, which is complete truth. We choose words that help and not hurt. And I know there are times where our truthful words are going to cut. God talks about His word being like a double-edged sword. But if we stop our words at the cutting and never get to the healing, we've neglected part of the truth that we ought to be sharing. As we pray today, I would encourage you to spend time asking God to help you to see, to understand the balance that your words contain. Not just the balance, but the thoroughness of truth. Ask God to help you to recognize the fullness of truth that's found in Jesus. And as you recognize that fullness of truth, ask God that you would consider the needs of others. How your words would benefit those that hear them. More than you think about how they'll make you look. More than you'll think about how they benefit you. Choose truthful words that are founded in God's Word. And share those today with people. You see, the good news really is good news. Because without it, there is extremely bad news. And the good news of Jesus' love is the greatest news ever, because the bad news of the judgment that comes outside of Christ is the worst news ever. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that indeed loves us greatly. Your holiness, your righteousness creates a separation between sin and yourself. And so you've called every one of us to repent, to change our ways, to turn to you, to accept your love, and to share it with others. Father, today as we pray about choosing truthful words, may we be very mindful of how we use those words. May we recognize the fullness of truth that is found in Jesus. May we choose our words based on His truth, but also based on how it benefits those who hear it. May we always include the truth of Your love, Your compassion, when we talk about the truth of Your judgment. And may we always share the truth of righteousness and transformation when we talk about the truth of Your love. Father, today, may we be very careful not to use truth in selective ways to push our own agenda. But to use it in ways that represent Jesus well. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our churches, our communities. I pray that they would know and experience truth. The value of using and choosing truthful words. Father, may they see and hear from us an integrity to where our words and our actions match. Father, may the truth of our words be confirmed by the truth of our actions. May the follow-through that we live with help to convince people that our words are indeed true, especially our words about Jesus and how He has changed us. And Father, even as we live in the process of that change, as we continue to be transformed day by day, may we be truthful about the power that You've put within us. That helps us to press on in the midst of our struggles. Father, I pray that every one of us today would spend time with You, would spend time in Your Word, that we would daily fill ourselves with the truth. That when we present Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, that we would know what we're talking about. God, today, may Your Word go out from us. And may it go out in the fullness of truth. And Father, when we speak that truth, may You guard our mind, our motives carefully. That our desire would be to see people change. To see people transformed, to see people made new. Forgive us for the times where we've used the truth of Your Word in ways that were condemning, in ways that was incomplete, in ways that brought division rather than healing. And Father, Your Word tells us that there will be a dividing. A dividing that is done by the choice of each individual to accept and follow You or to reject. So, Father, as we choose truthful words, may we continue to offer hope. May we continue to offer a message that lets every person know that your love is available. That your desire is that everyone would draw near to you and find that you are drawing near to them. Father, today, may our words of truth lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Just want to give a brief update here at the end of today's broadcast. If you live particularly in the United States, you've probably heard, maybe heard, that a lot of the news is filled with a combination of COVID and political stuff that the stuff that would normally make headlines is kind of hidden at times. But there's a hurricane headed towards the Gulf Coast yet again. Yesterday went over the peninsula of Mexico, where Cancun is, and crossed land there and is turned towards the U.S. A recent addition to Impact Prayer Ministry is a ministry that I've called We Care Relief Ministry, and it's all about collecting and providing and diapers and baby wipes in the midst of disaster areas. God has provided in a great way in a very short time. And so I've been watching this hurricane track, and it looks like it may overlap with some of the areas that I served in Lake Charles, Louisiana. But still a little early to know for sure where it will make landfall. But be praying for those in its path, for those that are already recovering from it, and for those that are preparing to respond, that God's truth would be carried in the midst of even these challenging times. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.